bring a crew. I'm talking good old barbecue.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN in for Bob Sirott this morning. Well, you're either roasting your turkey, deep frying it, smoking it, or grilling it. Grilling your Thanksgiving turkey is a great way to get a beautifully brown bird full of amazing flavor. To talk about that and some sides and some pies you can make on the grill as well today is Kevin Coleman, Weber's Grill Master. Kev, how are you, buddy?
Dave, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having us on. I feel like... like always, I can't have a holiday, a grilling holiday, without you, right? And
right?
Without talking barbecue.
A long time tradition here. And, you know, I know Thanksgiving is different for so many people this year. You know, we usually go downstate, we put one in the oven, we put a turkey in and fry it up, and then we always grill one. It's a great alternative to putting it in the oven and putting it on the grill. How long does it typically take on the grill for your turkey?
It's the same time that it would take in your oven. It just depends on the temperature that you're cooking at. I don't use that traditional low and slow 225 to 250 temperature range when I cook my turkeys, although I get smoke flavor on them because the skin doesn't crisp up, doesn't get nice and, you know, nice and crispy. It's a little bit rubbery. So I like to cook mine 300, 325, and that's usually somewhere around the 13 to 15 minutes per pound. If you're in your oven at, you know, if let's say you're cooking your oven at 350, if it's 350 on your kettle, that's going to be 11 to 13 minutes per pound. If you want to try going low and slow, 225 to 250, you're looking somewhere around 18 to 21 minutes per pound.
Anything with wood chips?
I'm actually using our smoke fire right now, which is fantastic because I'm on the call with you. I have my smoke fire with my Weber Connect running so I can, it's telling me what temperature the turkey's at. And, but you can, you know, when you look at technology and checking for doneness and all these things, making sure that you have good thermometers and good meat thermometers is important because it's not just about how long it's going to be on the grill. It's also going to be when you're taking it off and what that temperature is.
You prefer to put the stuffing on the grill and not in the turkey. I actually do it the same way, but you do put other veggies and seasonings into the turkey.
Absolutely. So if you look at my turkey, I have a 42.5 pound turkey. I got 220s going on. We take apples, a little bit of onion, some celery, put that in the cavity with a little bit of beer. And you're correct with not putting the stuffing inside the cavity, although I know a lot of people like to do that. The challenge is when you put the stuffing inside the cavity, that cavity's got to be 180 degrees, give or take, when it's done. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely going to overcook the white meat, which is done about 165 degrees. And so I like to get that same smoky flavor, and I can put my stuffing on the kettle right next to where the turkey's at, or I can put it inside my smoker, and I can still get that same great smoke flavor, except for the fact that I'm not overcooking the turkey and drying it out.
Brining, when you grill or smoke, you lose about 20% of the weight, I think, if I remember correctly. Brining does add that back in, doesn't it?
Yeah, so when you're cooking, you lose about 20 to 30% of the weight of the turkey when it goes on the grill. And so what brining does is it, by process of science, is you're getting water and salt put into the turkey, which is going to give it more flavor. So you add about 10 or 20% more when you brine, and then you end up cooking down to about the weight that your turkey was when you originally bought it. So I'm a big fan of brining. We actually do an equilibrium brine, which is about a four-day brine. So you use less salt. But it sits in the brine much longer and gives you a little bit better flavor.
Grilling is big during the warmer months, but it's just as fun in the winter. My son knows too. When we snow blow the backyard, we always snow blow a path to the grill because I love grilling in the winter time as well. Do you have to adjust temperatures at all? I mean, just based on how cold it is outside and what you're doing with your grill, or is that not true?
It depends on if you have a gas grill or if you're using charcoal. I mean, we have, you know, our smoke fire we just came out with is a pellet grill. That thing doesn't really get affected too much by the cold. The only thing that you have to do when you're grilling outside, especially here in the Midwest, Chicago, when it's cold, is you want to preheat the grill for about 15 to 20 minutes. You want to bring it up to temperature because it usually takes a little bit longer. When it's windy outside, that affects charcoal a little bit more than it affects gas in our pellet grill. And so you just want to make sure that you have the dampers opened accordingly, because the interesting thing is when it's colder outside, the unit will use more charcoal. It eats through the fuel faster, and so you want to make sure that you're keeping track of how much fuel's in the smoker, in your kettle grill, because you don't want to run out of heat. And then also just make sure that you're adjusting the dampers accordingly. You might want to have to open them up a little bit more just because of the cold air.
People are thinking, of course, about gift giving now as we're heading into deep into the holiday season. Grills make a great gift. You keep talking about this smoke fire. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Because that's the newest from Weber.
Yeah, we just came out with our pellet grill, and we have two different models. There's a 4, an E4, and an E6. Absolutely fantastic. Runs off our Weber Connect. And so you basically monitor the grill from your phone. You can adjust the temperatures high or low. You can activate a smoke boost feature, which gives things a little bit more smoke flavor and aroma. So it's absolutely fantastic. And the cool thing is we have the Weber Connect software built into the smoke fire. We actually have the Weber Connect now that you can basically turn any grill into a smart grill by putting an ambient probe on it, so it tells you the temperature of your food. And then the Weber Connect can actually walk you through step by step how to cook something perfectly, or just help you, you know, monitor your food so that way you're taking it off. And, you know, I believe during the holiday times, if you go to Weber.com, the Weber Connect is going to be on sale. And the other cool thing we talk about gift giving is you go to Weber, we've got some great Yeti mugs that we're going to be selling now.
Oh, cool.
We actually have a cool Weber hat and some butcher paper with the kettles on there. I'm going to probably use it more for wrapping presents than I am going to be for wrapping my briskets.
Mm-hmm,
but there's a lot of cool things on there, Dave, and I'm sure that the barbecue Santa is probably going to be delivering something for you here in the next couple of weeks, because you've been such a good barbecue boy this year.
Okay. As long as that Yeti has some old fashioned in it already, I'm in really good shape. I mean, really, just have it delivered with some booze in it, and I'm good. Hey, we're going to give away this morning a classic Weber kettle grill, the original kettle grill. And we're going to take the seventh caller at 312-981-7200. And the only thing I want to know from our listener that wins is who you're grateful for. Like, what is the one person in your life that you are grateful for? 312-981-7200 for a Weber kettle. We'll take the seventh caller, and we'll do that after a look at your weather, which is supposed to be nice today, and your traffic, which should be light. Dave? Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning. We're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, talking a little bit about grilling your turkey this afternoon. And we're giving away a Weber kettle to the seventh caller. All I want to know is who you are grateful for. And we've got Ellen on the line from Palos Heights. Ellen, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
So, Ellen, who are you thankful for?
Well, who I'm grateful for was having such a wonderful mother.
Oh, very
she
nice.
She helped me so much in my life, and she taught me so much, and I was just so very grateful to have her.
Very, very cool. Is your mom still living on her own? She living with you?
No, she died.
She passed away.
The memory's still there.
Okay, very cool. Well, that's very nice, Ellen, and we'll put you on hold. Curtis will get all your information, and you want a Weber kettle, and have a very happy Thanksgiving
to
you.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks, Ellen. And you know what? What we're also going to do, Curtis, is we're going to take the 10th caller, because, Kevin, you want to give away one more grill on behalf of Thanksgiving, just grateful for our listeners and Weber customers, right?
That's fantastic, Dave. We'll give away two just to show people how blessed and thankful we are to be celebrating Thanksgiving this year and be happy and healthy. And why not give a couple kettles away? That's the gift that's going to keep on giving, right?
I love it.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays.
I love it. I love it. Very nice, pal. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing that. As we're talking about the turkey on the grill, you also do sides on the grill as well. We talked a little bit about the stuffing, but what other sides can you do on the grill? I mean, you're treating it like an oven for the most part.
That's exactly right. Today I have a chorizo cornbread stuffing that we're doing,
ooh,
green bean casserole that we're doing, green chili mac that we're doing. I have the world famous White Castle stuffing in honor of George Stephen, who every time the Bears won would take his motor coach down 90. He would get off, order 250 sliders. And so we make traditional stuffing with a little bit of sage thyme, the White Castle slider burgers, no pickle, no cheese, a little bit of chicken stock. And so we do that. And
wow,
the cool thing is you should always, great tip, always let your turkey rest about 20 to 30 minutes. You can put it in your oven, just let it, you know, sit in it warm. But then from there, that 20, 30 minutes, that's when I'm putting my apple pies, my cherry pies, my pumpkin pies on the grill in a brown paper bag, so that way it comes out beautifully golden brown. and it's nice and hot for dessert. Nothing better than a little old-fashioned, a nice piece of apple pie with some vanilla ice cream and a little bit of sauce over the top.
Very cool. What else is going to be on the Coleman Grill today? Are you doing any other meats? Because sometimes, I mean, Thanksgiving is traditionally turkey, but people do hams, people do other things on the grill as well. What else are you throwing on?
So we got the 42-pound turkey. We've got two 20-pound turkeys. I've got four briskets. We've got eight slabs of ribs and some breakfast sandwiches that we're going to be doing and eating throughout the day. Maybe a little bit of skirt steak just as an appetizer while we're watching some football. So we've got the grills loaded up, a lot of firepower, and just cooking and trying to make sure that everyone that's going to be fed today is going to be fed the right way.
Talk to me a little bit about the ribs. I know you do a dry rub, and you also like the sauce. Like, what are you doing to prep your ribs today?
Yeah, it's one of those Chicago things, right? Some people, they want the ketchup on the hot dog. Some, it's absolutely sacrilegious. Some people love dry rub ribs. Some people love sauce ribs. So we do the 3-2-1 method. Today we have, I have baby back, so it's the 2-1-1, 2 hours on the smoker with the dry rub, 1 hour in foil with a little bit of butter and some apple juice, and then I'll take them out back on the smoker for one more hour. And for my daughters who love the sauce, we will sauce about 15 minutes before they come off, and that pulls a little bit of moisture out of that sauce. And that's the ribs. They're going to be, it's a great appetizer, especially now. You can slice the ribs individually for people, and so you don't have to worry about everybody getting and touching everything. It's just everybody gets an individual rib or two, and it's a nice little app.
Nice. You know, based on your ethnicity, sometimes that does influence the Thanksgiving meal. Like, you know, for the Italian, I know my sister's in-laws do some lasagna and some homemade sauce and stuff like that. Polish, there's pierogies that kind of accompany the meal. You're all about just adding more meat to the plate. And you talk about the brisket. Tell us a little bit about your brisket.
Yeah, so we've got four of them going. It's by far one of my favorite things to cook because people enjoy it so much. So we have a four different grind pepper crust, so very traditional Texas. We use oak, the four different pepper grind, kosher salt, and a little bit of sugar just to cut the heat from the peppers that we have on there. And then it's a labor of love. It's about a 12 to 16 hour process depending on how big the brisket is, and it gets wrapped in butcher paper around 175-180, goes up to about 204 to 206 whenever it feels like warm peanut butter in the center, and then it rests for about 4 to 6 hours in an oven at 170 degrees. And it just is absolutely a labor of love, but it's so unbelievably good. It's perfect to go as a side next to your turkey, that's for sure.
I've got two texts coming in. 773, please discuss charcoal grilling a turkey. Pretty much the same. Like, what's the process there?
So charcoal, if you have a traditional 22.5-inch kettle, you're going to start with 25 hot briquettes on each side of your grill. And then every hour on the hour, you're going to add 8 or 9 unlit briquettes to each side, and that will maintain your 350 degree temperature. And so that's one key thing to doing your charcoal, doing a turkey on your kettle, is indirect heat. So charcoal on each side, turkey right down the center. I suggest use a drip pan in the center of your grill because, one, it collects all those drippings. So if you want to use that for gravy, you can. Two, it makes you cleaning the grill a lot easier because you don't have all that turkey schmutz down in the bottom of your kettle. So
very good. And your green bean casserole, 847 is asking, anything unique you do with that?
With the green bean casserole, not too much. We just put that on a kettle grill to get some of that great smoke flavor. I usually add a little bit of bacon or a little bit of the brisket fat into that just to give it a depth of smoke. And that's the fun thing about doing brisket is there is usually a lot of fat that comes off of that. And so I actually, partly why we wrap and butcher paper and foil so I can collect those drippings. And so we usually add a little bit of that into our mac and cheese and into the green bean casserole just as a nice, savory, smoky flavor to enhance.
Love it. Love it. Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. For more, go to Weber.com. Kevin, thanks so much and happy Thanksgiving to you, pal.
Dave, thank you so much for having us on again. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody out there. And be safe, but make sure you're enjoying some great grill food today.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks again.